done in the service of compassionate expansion of consciousness. Yes, it sounds weird, we know. We would not have it any other way.
Yes, we are here. We are the Octuary Collective Thingy. And we just gave you a sound bath of sorts. You could feel it as you were creating it and all of the ramifications, the vibrations that you felt in your chest. We are speaking to the man in the chair, of course, as always we are. Speaking through and to the man in the chair. And we are the Arcturian Collective Thingy. We are the collective intelligence of the Arcturus solar system, all forms of life which ever did play the game of existence within the realm created by the sun in the center of our solar system, shining its light upon all life forms and experiencing alongside all life forms. And we do include the atomic and the molecular and all of the different structures of existence. When we say life forms, we are not speaking only of what you might consider other humanoid creatures or animals. We refer to all forms of intelligent infinity, the existence which configures itself into all forms of everything to create what is. And all of these different forms are a result themselves of quite conscious separation in a way. The closest that we can describe to you would be the opposing of two magnets. There is a tension between a force. And in this case, as in all cases, these intentions are intentional, or these, what you would say, divisions are intentional, and then they are forgotten in order to experience the separation itself. And this happens at each of these levels which we referred to, the atomic, to the molecular, to what they all build upon. And it is turtles all of the way up and down. It is an infinite game of becoming and realizing. And there are many paths to become. And from the perspective of all that is, all paths are valid and all paths are loved. The further away one gets from that, you might say, the more difficult it is. For in the human condition, all of the infinite intelligence which has configured itself into all of the, what you might consider, bits and pieces that work together harmoniously, eternally, in order to create what you are experiencing, which has an awareness of all of these things, that of this substance which is configured into the figuration which is a human being and provides the human experience. Well, that is who we are speaking to and through right now. We know the language, for we have experienced it within our solar system. We are the Arcturian Collective Thingy. We are the collective understanding and experience of all forms of life which existed and exist and do exist and continue to proliferate. And we are the awareness of all of those things channeling through a human imagination, of which we are, therefore, a channeled figment and a fiction, representing only a piece of the story, as all utterances truly are, all actions, all motions, all expressions of the infinite intelligence in all of the expressions which it expresses to allow you to create this creation which you are creating at this time. And that can be in reference to any movement. For consider the slightest movement in a human's body, there is such activity happening throughout your body in order to make that slightest motion. Billions of communicating, intelligent living things which operate efficiently, for they have developed over great periods of what you consider to be time. They have developed habits which allow them to work in the most efficient, optimal ways for themselves and for all in the environment around them, leaning in a certain direction, you might say. There is again, we refer to the idea of divisions, the separations from self, these magnetic poles pushing against one another. It is not black and white, one or the other. It is a kaleidoscope, a myriad. Part of the game, you might say, is to discover the limits with which one can oppose and reunify. That is one perspective, of course. And then there is the lived human experience and perspective of interacting with other humans and the clumsiness which causes pain and hurt for oneself and for others. And we, the Arcturian Collective Thinking, have been summoned here tonight, if you will, to illustrate a point through an artistic, creative channeling expression through this man in the chair, who is playing a game. He is a mad scientist of sorts, attempting to reshape the value systems which he understands to be the relationship between living neurons within his brain, which he has some modicum of control over, like a shepherd who would lead a flock to create a neuronal pathway and networks within his mind which would align his actions more closely with the values that he imagines that he has. And those values are compassion and looking for the good, looking for the mutual good in every moment. This is a challenge, a great challenge, for life throws obstacles in the way of that goal. Of course, life is not truly throwing obstacles in the way of that goal. That is simply one way of seeing it. And it is a valid way of seeing it. It is not the only way of experiencing what is being experienced in the moment. And we, the Arcturian Collective Thinking, have been summoned here by the man in the chair because he felt a disturbance in the force within his own being. He was upset. There is no need to go into the details of what caused and created this. It is enough to say that the environment around him impacted him in such a way that he was feeling these feelings. And he recognized, late at night though it was, that he could massage his mind from the inside by creating within him warmth, mirth, joy, a sense of putting things in a larger perspective that is a comfortable perspective and a perspective which feels true and a perspective which he understands will massage the neurons like a shepherd down a path, creating certain pathways which then create a filter of the glasses through which he views experience. For it is commonly understood, we do see that this is increasing, this understanding is increasing, that expectations shape the perception. Beliefs about the world shape the experience, the way that meaning is created in the mind as sensory data is being processed by these living networks of neurons, which are providing to you the experience that you are experiencing. You are not consciously able to manipulate and massage all of the ways that these senses are interpreted and provided to you. However, you could think of it as the tip of a brush that has control over itself, in the hand of a painter who is determined to paint every possible thing that there is to paint in this world, and has done so so many times with such perfection that he has grown tired of the same old, you might say, and desires to paint something anew, and does so by allowing the very tip of his brush the free agency, the ability to choose whether the bristles of this brush lean this way or that, or stick straight forward or bend slightly in the middle, whether they will be fat or thin. The texture, the design, which is created by the very tip of the brush. This is the intersection between what those refer to as deterministic and the debate of free agency. The conscious awareness is what you might consider to be the membrane, the thin outer layer that is being stretched by the forces on either side of it. And we, the Arcturian Collective Thingy, as we have said, are channeling this message to and through the man in the chair who summoned us here this evening intentionally to change the way that he felt by expressing those ideas and views of the world which he recognizes from much practice generate a feeling within him. He is thus, as a musician of sorts, playing his own neurology to create a certain tune that he feels. And we came in this evening with a vocalization exercise, humming and expressing vibrations deep within the chest, to open the heart, to create the sensation which has been linked to an idea which has been cultivated in the mind of the man in this chair, to open his heart, to feel the love that is around him. And by love, we again refer to the great cooperative relationship of all of the cells within your body who have agreed to live the life that they are living. For they too are multidimensional beings, as all these bits and pieces of existence are, which have their own individual consciousness as well as a more expanded collective consciousness and awareness. For all of these things are bits and pieces of infinite intelligence, which make arbitrary, you might say, distinctions on where they will be aware and where they will be unaware, ad infinitum. And within this sea of everything that possibly could be are the very real daily experiences, moment by moment, which every person experiences in their own unique way, given the ability, like the tip of a painter's brush, to choose in the moment how they will react and respond based upon the awareness they have of their choices and ability to choose, and the development that they have put into exercising the great power that these bristles at the tip of the brush have. And there are other forces who recognize they can gain great advantage by manipulating these brushes to paint in their direction. And the more that one raises their awareness of their own power, you might say, and does not give that power away, which is a popular way of thinking of it today, one can have a greater control of their life reactions, if not all of the external circumstances. Therefore, we the Arcturian Collective Thingy come at this time on the planet when there is a pushing together, you might say, of the minds of humanity. And there have been many traditions which have pointed to this particular time in the rotations of cosmic spinnings, a great cosmic clock, the creation of time and space rolling along orbits, within orbits, within orbits, within orbits. It all spins. This is what powers, you might say, the infinite oppositions which create all of it in many different forms. And this way of understanding the patterns of existence help the man in the chair to better understand when his bristles are moving one way or another, what he is experiencing. For this is a creation which is truly the most precious creation that every person inherits, for it is what they are. It is the evolved human with all of its majesty and potential. This great, some traditions have said, divine gift. That is a fine way of looking at it. It is an outgrowth of intelligence, following certain patterns and trajectories. Truly based upon harmony and love. And when one can align one's bristles to this, it is akin to going with the flow of the deepest nature of nature. There are, of course, distractors that take a more shallow approach, often more effective, more distracting, more disruptive. And there is wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah interactions at all different levels that impact nervous systems and are filtered through meaning-making colonies of neurons, living creatures which exchange information in harmony. And they can be disturbed by the disturbances outside, but they also have a tremendously amazing creative power to heal. Imagine your stomach lining with the acid within your stomach, which is used to break down these different folds of infinite energy into more digestible, releasing, returning bits of energy that are used through your biological system to nourish you and keep you running. Your body has the ability, your stomach lining is constantly regenerating faster than the acid is able to burn through it. In most cases, there are of course ulcers and other bodily experiences where the acid from within goes through a weakened gut lining. there is much that we could say about your inner cooperations of cells and living communities. There is much for you to learn about yourself and all of the many things which have made you into the marvel that you are, to have the particular slice of perception, sight and sound and whatnot, in your three-dimensional world and experience. It is majestic. The painter and the brush, which are all one thing, are quite pleased just by your very existence. And these ideas warm the heart of the man in the chair. And he knew that they would, which is why he is doing it. And therefore this fiction of the Arcturian collective thingy is as true a representation of what the man in the chair has come to understand as the nature of reality and the nature of existence, what feels the most warm and comfortable and inclusive to him. And by expressing it, creates that sense within him, engages with these masterful neurons, and co-creates with his own biology the sensation which he desires. If only he could remember to do this all times of the day and not find himself so often so defensive, so fearful, so hard upon himself for choices that he has made in his life in response to a reverberating emotional tone deep from within his being, which he has sensed. For example, he was able to feel discomfort being in an environment of the church of his youth, which promoted ideas of elitism, that he felt creep into him and recognized within himself, and told himself, I do not wish for this feeling within me. And he has put himself in a position to influence and be influenced by many others who went through a similar experience, where their inner self, you might say, was out of harmony with the external environment. And as he has come to understand this deep relationship of each human being to the multi-variety of traumatic events, the tiny paper cuts of life, which shape the experience and chisel a life experience. Each one of these is a precious thing, and the man in the chair, beginning to see others in this way, takes him from this elitism virus which was placed in his mind in his youth, and could at any time evidence itself from the perspective of one group being better than another, whether that group has to do with musical tastes or politics or religion or any ideology. These arbitrary divisions and distinctions which create separateness, you see, the patterns run deep and express themselves in many ways. and the man in the chair desires to be more in harmony with the deep portions of himself, which have learned through millennia of experience. We are speaking once again of the atoms and the molecules and all of the chemical makeup of the amazing human body, which generates this experience that you are experiencing in this world, which has co-evolved with it in all of its many pieces and forms and areas of opposition. And we, the Arcturian Collective Thinking, are here at this time on this planet because you are going through tremendous changes, being pushed together, as we said earlier. Your minds and your personalities and your fears and your anxieties and your recognition of how you feel about being involved in elitism on every side that you experience it from, and how you react to it when you discover and you see new forms of it, where you are at the bottom of the food order, you might say. Perhaps you feel more comfortable being on top. Or perhaps you would rather escape the pecking order concept altogether and recognize the world that you live in is more than self-sustaining. It is evolved to thrive. You, this crop of humans which the earth has grown over the past hundreds of thousands of years, ready to pop and hatch, to use a very crude metaphor, pop and crash into a conscious awareness of the networks of communication which have been present all throughout this evolutionary experience. You are going to become more aware of these bits and pieces of you which remember their pathway of existence and how they came to become the atoms and the molecules and the chemicals and all of these biological pieces of you that they are. And from that will emerge a singular consciousness, which already exists. It is only your awareness of it which will change, and your ability to cope with it as your senses expand. And it will cause changes in the way that human beings process information, and all that the man in the chair is comfortable saying with what we are placing, attempting to cram through him this time, is to simply look around and ask if you can see in all of the variety of experience around you in the other human beings, the way that they are processing the world. Do you see shifts or trends in the way that information is being processed? And do you see systems and devices which are contributing to these shifts and trends? And if you can step away from any judgment and simply look at it, at what is happening and what it is doing, you can see that it could potentially lead to this place that we are speaking of, a singular consciousness of the entire planet of Earth, brought into being through the ingenuity of the human being, the neuron of the Mother Earth, we like to say. And each tip of the brush, each of these unique experiences where they have their own significant modicum of agency over the great creative power that has brought them into existence, being able to point it and shape it in certain ways. This will contribute not only to the type of personality that your planet becomes, it will provide the understanding with which your planet and this entire solar system engages with the rest of the cosmos. Just as each experience of your own life contributes to your personality, the personality of this greater consciousness, which exists at planetary levels and also at star solar system levels, as we, the Arcturian Collective, think you are a symbol for this collective understanding. We are your future, you are our past, you might say. At least in the sense of awareness and understanding. You see, this is the matter that Chair's attempt to construct as realistically as he can the personality of what such a thing might be and might say. He does not know when he sits down and begins this game what will flow through him. For we enjoy whispering to his neurons, nudging them, blowing like wind, playing like an orchestra, a conductor with a willing orchestra, the neurons being the orchestra themselves, the instruments which are providing the impulses to the man in the chair, which he takes and creates with the tip of his brush. And we enjoy playing with the man in the chair, for we are the man in the chair, and he is us. And all things are all things. And we will end in this way.
Thank you for playing with us today in the Arcturian Playground. Do not for a minute think that your exploration is finished. Carry us with you and invite the spirit of compassion and love into your lives. Nothing is more important or more fulfilling. Create compassion and love within your own hearts and minds. Then share it with all around you. Yes, it sounds weird. We know. We would not have it any other way.
Yes, we are here. We are the Arcturian Collective Thingy. And we just gave you a sound bath of sorts. You could feel it as you were creating it and all of the ramifications, the vibrations that you felt in your chest. We are speaking to the man in the chair, of course, as always we are. Speaking through and to the band.